Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Social Media Decoded podcast, the number one podcast to help you understand social media better so that you grow your business, get more clients, and monetize. And I am your host, Michelle Thames, coming at you with another episode, my friend, packed with some actionable insights. You know, that's the only thing that we do here on the Social Media Decoded podcast. You are going to leave with some actionable things that you can implement. And today, we are diving into a topic I know many of us are curious about. How to monetize your expertise and turn your skills into a profitable online income. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, there is something in this episode for you, my friend, okay? So let's get into it. I want to get real, okay, for a second. I know that many of us have skills and talents that we just been just simply sitting on. Yes, friend, you've been sitting on these skills and talents. And maybe because we feel that we don't know where to start, or maybe fear is what's really holding us back. But I've been there, okay? When I first started, I did not see how my natural hair care obsession could become more than just a hobby. I did not even look past that. The only thing that I knew was I wanted to help people and share, right? And it became more than just a hobby, right? Here's the thing. The digital world offers endless possibilities to turn what you love into what you do for a living. I've seen it happen with so many people I know, myself included. And this is why I'm so passionate about helping people really discover what their skills and passions and what they can do really well, because you can package this up, friend. So let's start by identifying your marketable skills. Now, think about what you're good at, what you enjoy, and importantly, what others might need help with. It could be anything from graphic design, copywriting, coaching, technical skills, or even unique niches like virtual interior design consultations. Had a friend that was an interior virtual design consultant. Definitely, there is something for everyone. When I go on TikTok, I can't tell you how many people there are on there, on live, selling products. Like, there's people on there selling the dry freeze candy. There are people selling candy bags that they will ship to you. There are people selling gym shoes, all type of things, okay? So are you skilled at maybe painting? Are you skilled at speaking? So many opportunities. I want you to really think about what you can do with your eyes closed, and it's so easy for you to do, and you can 100% make an income from that, from your skills. When I worked in corporate America, I really owned in on what I was good at, what people said I was good at in those roles. And I really took those skills and said, okay, people said I am organized. People said that I, you know, am on time. People said I am a leader. People say these things. What do people say about you too? Think about your marketable skills. Think about what you're good at. Okay. So I want you to take some time today, my friend, and think about this. Even if you know, you're like, I really don't know. I know you know, okay? The second thing I want to talk about is, now that we know what skills we have, let's package up our expertise, okay? This could be through a one-on-one service. You could create digital products, a course, an ebook, or even start a YouTube channel or a podcast to share your knowledge. I want you to remember, though, each platform has its strengths, and the right one for you depends on how you best connect with people and how they prefer to consume content. Podcasts are not for everybody. Everybody doesn't listen to a podcast. I'm so grateful that you all listen to podcasts, because this is what I love, right? But you really have to think of the places that you want to start and the places that you want to share and sell your services, right? So again, think about, are you going to create a YouTube channel to share YouTube videos? That can eventually lead to you selling something, right? People will come to watch your videos. Say you're a nail tech and you're sharing how to better care for your nails, how to do your nails at home. So many different things you can do. And then you have a course about how to get the best nail shape at home. okay? And you are using YouTube to sell this product. So think about how to package it all up and which platform you're going to put your time into to really connect with people. Because again, people consume content different and they will be on different places. So I really want you to think about that. Now, let's talk about building your audience. Okay, let's talk about building your audience. This is the step that people want to skip, right? Build your audience should be before all of this, right? But let's talk about two, building your online presence. Now, once you identified and packaged up all your skills, it is crucial to build a strong online presence. This means, yes, you maybe need to have a website, yes or no, depending on what you're doing. Yes, you want to be active on social media where your audience hangs out, and you want to continue to build that audience as you build your online presence, right? And maybe even, again, like I said, starting a blog or a podcast, okay? A podcast can really help your online presence if you are super consistent, if you really know who your target audience is. A podcast can really help you build your expertise as an online expert, right? Your online presence is how you are going to attract and engage potential customers and clients. That's the only way, right? So I want you to begin to think about continuing to grow your audience, how you're going to do that, how you're going to continue to get people on your list, whether that's lead generation, along with building your online presence, showing up, having a website, being active on social media, letting people know that you're an expert. If you never show up, they don't know that you're an expert. So you need to show up so that they know that you are the expert that they are looking for, and they don't have to go anywhere else because you're that person. You're the expert that they need, okay? Now, let's talk about marketing and selling our expertise, which is really, really important. And if we don't do this, right, it's all for nothing, right? So finally, marketing your expertise. Now, I'll be honest, this is where a lot of people get stuck. And I want to tell you that it's simpler than it seems. I know you are like, marketing, girl, it's not. But that's why you're listening to this podcast, right? You're listening to Social Media Decoded to get more tips to help you. So use social media to share valuable content related to your niche, as we spoke about, right? Now, engage with your audience and network with other entrepreneurs online. You need to spend time doing this part. So you cannot jump into all of this, number one, having not built some type of audience. Number two, having not engaged with your community and building community. And number three, really knowing what it is that you want to own in on, what niche you want to focus on, what it is that you, what your expertise is that you really want to market, okay? So really think about, again, the content that you are going to put out. And then I want you to not forget about the power of email marketing and really continuing to build your list, right? You want to reach your audience directly with offers, updates, and valuable insights, okay? So let's talk about this. Let's talk about what we've already discussed, right? You have skills. You have talents, and the world needs to know, okay? The second thing is that if you are a person who is creative and you're like, I could make money off of these different things. Like, why am I sitting on this? I want this episode today to be your reminder that anything is possible. Okay. Maybe you want to leave your 9-to-5 soon. Maybe you just want to create extra income in addition to your 9-to-5. Whatever your goals are. For me, I want to create multiple streams of income that work for me while I am off on a beach somewhere. And that is totally possible, okay? And so I am working towards that life and that lifestyle every single day. We all have skills and talents that we're just sitting on. And now you have a way to package that up and put it out there, okay? So number one, recap. Make sure you identify your marketable skills. What are you good at? Okay, what would someone be like, oh my goodness, Michelle, I would totally buy that from you. You are so good at that. I need your help with that. Don't let fear hold you back. Package up your expertise. Think about how you're going to sell it. Is it going to be a one-on-one? Are you going to start doing consulting? Are you going to do Instagram audits? Are you going to do audits? Are you going to do virtual interior design? So look at all these options, right? All the options. And then decide, hey, what platform am I going to hang out on and really build and grow and develop this community? Then you're going to continue to build your online presence and build your audience at the same time. Okay. You're going to build your online, you're going to still do all these things, right? And so you're going to build your online presence. You may start a podcast or a blog. You may, you know, beef up your website. Your online presence is, again, what is going to attract and engage your potential clients and customers. And then you're going to market and sell your expertise. But you already know you got me, Michelle Thames, your marketing bestie here to help you if you feel stuck, okay? You don't have to feel stuck. It can be simple with a plan. Approaching social media with a plan is less stressful because you know exactly why you're posting what you're posting, and you're going to be able to measure the results. And so that the numbers don't lie. When we're able to measure things and really look back and see, okay, this worked because of this, I need to do more of this, we will all be in a better place. All right. And then we're not going to forget about the power of email. Okay. The power of email. So friend, this has been a jam-packed episode, and I hope that you've been taking notes. And if you're ready to start turning your skills into income, but you're not sure where to begin, or maybe you just need a little push in to get going, I got you, friend. You know, I do marketing makeovers, and this is a personalized video that I send you. Okay. I'm going to send you some questions, anything you want to know. If you're trying to grow on Instagram, if you're trying to figure out, hey, what kind of skills and expertise could I actually, you know, do? What could I actually sell? Michelle, here's my website. Here's my social media. I'm going to do an audit of everything and send you back a video. My videos are about 20 minutes. It won't be longer than 20 minutes, telling you everything that you need to know with so many details, so many actionable things. Okay. So if you're interested in that, go over on Instagram and DM me the word makeover. My Instagram handle is at Michelle L. Thames. DM me the word makeover. Let's connect, okay? Definitely, let's connect on Instagram. While you're over there, hit that follow button. I share so many tips and personal insights about marketing and building your business to help you on your journey, okay? I really want to help you monetize your expertise, okay? So thank you so much, friend, for tuning into today's episode of Social Media Decoded. I want you to remember that your skills and your knowledge are valuable. Please, number one, do not underestimate the impact you can make by sharing them. I am a living testimony that just sharing online about something that you love can completely change your life. Okay? And again, I am your host, Michelle Thames, encouraging you to take that leap and start monetizing what you know best. Okay, let's get to the bag, my friend. Until next time, keep striving and keep thriving.